Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is again. Hawk, 8-6, 2020. They started out, I guess they did not want me to go on the air and knock my thing off the box again. So consequently, I don't understand that, but be that as it may, I do understand it. Because we talk about stuff that is not something that they like to hear. So consequently, let me just say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is who is going to get us in terms of our survival, in terms of being able to survive what is getting ready to come onto this planet. Anyway, it is just incredible in terms of... Yeah, somebody's messing with my computer right now. I can. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. I can see it right here. Pops up. Anyway, Lord Jesus is the answer. And if you have not repented and asked Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior, so that he can wash you clean and wash your sins away, and it might take you a long time because some of you may have been laboring long on that other aspect of it. But let me tell you what. If you're serious and sincere and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior and you repent, then I'm telling you, you're going to start to notice that he's going to wash you clean. And to all those out there who tell me, Hawk, you know, by golly, I thought I was way far too gone, and the Lord has started to work on me now, thanks to you telling me there's still a chance for me. And so I love that when I hear that kind of thing, ladies and gentlemen. And anyway, the fact of the matter is that we've got all kind of stuff ongoing. Now, there's information out of the possibility of a nuclear missile I've seen possibly hitting Beirut. I don't necessarily think that. I think there's a possibility that a missile may have hit it and that there may have been some ammo stored there, but I think there's more of an explosion went out at about 450 meters, I guess, off the coast. It knocks a entire huge cruise ship over on its side. I don't know if the ammo blast would do that out that far. And then for miles, this thing looks like, it looks like Nagasaki or Hiroshima. But what I think it is, it's not a neutron weapon. If it was a neutron weapon, then the people would be dead. The buildings would still be standing and the port would be there. If it was a fission bomb, then where all these people are would be so totally hot. And the Lebanese are not stupid. They have Geiger counters. I mean, there's people that have Geiger counters. Apparently, there's radiation may have been detected off of the port somewhere out at sea, but I've not heard that there's radiation in the city. And if there was, these people are all walking around. They're going to get overdosed on it, and they're going to croak. It'd be like, interestingly enough, be like Hiroshima or Nagasaki, which also happened to be about this time and this date, August 6th, was, I believe, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki 3 days later. Little boy and fat man, okay? Well, I don't know, but I would say probably in talking with somebody this afternoon that it might also be a fuel air bomb. So there could have been a missile, right, or some kind of a object coming in that in supposedly in the unfiltered or the filtered video, you might be able to see it. But that's one thing going on, and that is a key to a Middle East scenario. But why, if there was 28 tons of ANPO and fertilizer stored in a warehouse on the port, that's too much to be stored right there on a port city. I mean, Hezbollah and those people are tied in with all that, too. It's possible that somebody hit it, possibly Israel, possibly somebody else, to make it look like Israel. That would be an ultimate false flag, would it not? As if the Russians did it. Or maybe maybe even somebody associated with the Luciferians on some other side of the coin. But be that as it may, could be the Chinese, could be a number of different people. Now, let me go to what we've been talking about and focusing on, and I understand that some people are not getting this. Others are telling me, hey, you're really hitting on something here. It's quite interesting with these balloons, these loon balloons that are owned allegedly by a Chinese company owns the balloons that go up for Google. They're supposedly go up to be up there in the sense of providing additional access to Wi-Fi and stuff in rural areas, and also some weather and that kind of a thing. However, from the deep backside, I'm talking about the Chinese are bragging how these things can vacuum up one balloon. One balloon can vacuum up all of the cell phone traffic, radio traffic, satellite, telephone traffic, all of the traffic from military bases, your cell phone, radios, police radio, all the traffic, the signal traffic within a 6,000 square mile radius. They also basically can cover, in terms of that, some others people say that in their data of these balloons, they talk about having at least a 312-mile radius. In other words, from the center of a circle to the edge is the radius. So the total diameter would be over 600 miles in terms of around, and it's quite interesting. We talked to you last week about some of these. Now I'm going to tell you about the latest one that came up last night in the old dark 30 or whenever, or late last night. This one came up. Now listen, this is where it originated. This is where it originated from on the planet, and then came up and went up to 60,000 feet approximately. It was 450 miles off the coast of California, say like in between L.A. and San Francisco, the middle of California, 450 miles out. Well, in doing a check, there was no commercial ship, so it was not a container ship. And the Chinese don't have aircraft carriers, but a Chinese submarine could do it. So now, interestingly enough, that balloon started coming directly at about 40 miles per hour, okay? 35 knots, 40 knots, whatever, 40 miles per hour approximately, came straight over towards the California coastline, and it's just about at where the Brandenburg, somewhere in the areas, where they're launching. They launched the ICBM allegedly last week. They launched the missile with the three, warheads on the missile that split off the three reentry vehicles. That could be then three warheads, okay, and we sent that out into the Pacific. So that's the latest one that came up, I guess, that still outside the coastline that Charlie the Tuna needs help. But no, that's covering the entire California coast. The entire West Coast is what it's covering. From San Diego, L.A., Brandenburg, the old Rocketdyne base there, up into San Francisco and the naval bases, all the Army bases, Air Force bases, all up and down the line, all the way up to Washington State. Oregon and Washington State, too. Now, here's the one that's kind of clever. There are seven of these balloons up over Nevada. I guess that the prospectors and the gamblers need help in Las Vegas. They need additional support for the rural Wi-Fi, right, in Las Vegas. No. These things are up over Area 51, Area S4, all the rest of the above top secret air base there up in that area, and they're bracketing it, and they're bracketing all the space assets. Now, there's another one down Utah way that would be looking in on the Dugway Proving Grounds and the bases in that area. All right? Now, here's another one here that's interesting. And it's kind of neat because it's right above Kansas City. Isn't that interesting? The Lynn Balloons got one up sort of north of Kansas City, which then takes care of the Omaha Offutt Air Force Base Strategic Air Command and can pack up and look at all their traffic and anything that comes out of there. And then also Whiteman Air Force Base to the east of Kansas City, where the B-2 bombs fly out of as well. Now, yesterday or the couple of days in the past, there was a triple platform up that was up over Oklahoma, in between Oklahoma City and Fort Worth. Now, that also in the Cherokee Strip, north of, on the north side of Oklahoma and Kansas, at that border, there's a deep underground there where there are some space assets in deep underground there that are above top secret. And a whole lot of drones and a whole lot of stuff flies out of there from deep underground. There's also Tinker Air Force Base, and there's all the Air Force Base, I forget what it is, near Fort Worth, and all the different things in that area. But then that moved on down and off the coast of Louisiana. So now that can still see all the Texas bases, plus pick up the traffic from San Antonio, the NSA, and also look at all the whole Gulf Coast over from Florida over, all right? And that's sitting right there. Now, isn't that interesting? But seven of them over Nevada. Now, so you got it up there at 60,000 feet. They also, as well as being able to pick up all the military radio traffic, all of the satellite traffic, all of the cell phone traffic, all the radio, all the different things, sat phones, all of it. And even if it's encrypted, they have decrypting ability and they have different things so they can pick up all of the traffic and watch it. They also have sophisticated cameras that can read your wristwatch, okay? But I tell you what, these things are operating, and I'm going to tell you again because in the deep background papers of the intel world right now, the deep little pools of information and reading rooms, there is some information that is talking about the Pentagon is finding that the Chinese are putting apparently all kind of malware on the base computers and different things. They're finding all kind of malware in their military computer systems, all right? Well, if you've got all of these loony balloons up, allegedly, from Google, then one of the capabilities is both vacuuming up all of the signal intelligence traffic, all the signal traffic, is they could also beam it down. There are parabolics on the pictures. Now, incidentally, some of those pictures that were readily available on the Internet of these balloons have been taken down. Isn't that interesting? But apparently the Pentagon is not quite understanding where this malware is, how it's being put on to their military computers. Well, let me tell you something. Pentagon, NSA, you got a whole satellite, in a sense, another satellite system over your country right now by the Red Chinese who have a corporation allegedly that owns and operates and puts up the Google balloons, the loony balloons, okay? So therefore, again, one more time, we're going to let you know about it, and you should be watching that and taking them down out of the deal. Seven of them over Nevada. I mean, is that the fire opal or the big opal prospectors in northern Nevada there? I've got some friends up in that area, you know. Is that the same people? Are they looking at Crazy Horse Ranch in Utah? I don't think so. Because if they did, he might use the old buck gun up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might not think this is quite as interesting as what, you know, Hawkeye is talking about loon balloons. These are not the standard Google balloons. These have arrays of all the latest sophisticated cameras, all the antennas of every single kind of type that can pick up everything, and also on the three bigger platforms, the three balloons are lifting off. They have parabolics that could be turned that could also zap you with a beam, the narrow beam, let's say, satellite-directed scalar frequency generation to impact the neurophysiological template. And remember, the other day they had the Texas border in Mexico, and then a triple platform, a triple balloon platform, and that then also there was a double balloon platform up that popped up in New Mexico, and President Trump's plane was in West Texas in between them. So what were they trying to do to Air Force One? What were the red Chinese trying to do with these allegedly, these Google balloons? Were they looking to just pick up on the traffic of Air Force One, any radio traffic? Or were they trying to possibly work some kind of electronic warfare weapon against it? We don't know, but I'm going to tell you what, when we outed them and talked about it, they sure moved them off the shore real quick and zoomed them out past, as I told you on Friday, they zoomed them out right to the place off the coast of the Baja where those red Chinese subs we talked about a month ago were being hanging out, and where there apparently is some shore bases there in a port area in the Baja that the Chinese basically control or own. Now, they then deep-sixed them down, and then I said that there was probably a possibility that the Marines were then on the way to intercept those balloons. And even though they say they found the amphibious craft, then how was it that the Marines inside the craft died? Why didn't they put on vests and go out the portal or go out one of the back end of the thing, okay? Because they were dead from getting hit with something, a missile or guns or whatever they did. That's my opinion and viewpoint on that. Because I'm going to tell you, it was time just about at the same time as when those balloons were being brought down for subs to be picking them up, Chinese subs to pick them up, or from shore parties coming up the Baja that were red Chinese to go and pick them up, and that somebody possibly from off San Clemente out of the Marine Corps there in a faster boat than what that amphib craft is, because apparently this took place at 350 foot deep, you know. I'm not sure it's that deep right off of San Clemente, okay, where supposedly they were at. But the fact of the matter is, the Navy or the Marine Corps could say X when Y really happened in order to cover up the above top secret mission that might have been going on. That then somebody then killed the Marines in the craft. And that's the way it could very well be. Because then supposedly some did get out, and then others didn't get out. I don't quite understand that, okay? Because those amphibious crafts, you know, you got hatches and stuff and things with explosive bolts that could blow a hatch for an emergency escape, all kind of stuff that's going on there. So this is quite interesting. Meanwhile, as you look at the gold and silver and platinum prices, and you take a look at that, let's just see what it is right now, because it's been way up, all right? Been way, way up. Oh, now they don't want to let me turn this on again. I thought it connected for a second. Never mind, can't look at them. But anyway, the today earlier it was up 2050 around in that area on gold, and about $27, $28 on silver and about $9.76 on platinum. Well, that's just incredible. You know what I'm saying? That's an incredible scenario because, I'll tell you, it is indicating that there is going to be some kind of a crash of some kind. Even though the stock market is way up and all of that, there is trouble in River City, if you know what I'm saying. There's trouble in the world financial markets. And then the fact of the matter is, the Red Chinese, with the Three Gorges Dam, which is keeping them very busy, by the way. So I will tell you that I thought that might keep them busy. It is keeping them busy. And, oh, here we go. Silver right now, $29.36 an ounce. $29.36. That's over $10 an ounce from about 2 weeks ago. Your gold, $2,070.50. Okay. And then that was 1900 and some, back a couple weeks ago. The platinum is $1,000. It's catching back up on the scenario. But look at silver at 29.36. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you still might want to get you some if you can. If you've got all your food, if you've got your firearms, if you've got your NBC gear, like real high-quality gas masks, Tyvek M suits, all of the booties and gloves and all the stuff for it, and I'm not talking about the N95. I'm talking about an M95, military full-blown, gas mask. And or for children, the Baby Ranger, the positive pressure systems for the children and youths. And then you got youth masks. And then you also have positive pressure systems for pet enclosures, like for a dog or cat. To put them over a cage or a, kennel kind of a thing. And that's something you need to look at. Apparently, Hezbollah were in charge of the port and the warehouse. And the government has, in Lebanon, has apparently arrested some people today on it. So in terms of what's going on, that may, in fact, have been their stuff, but they may also have been taken out by a fuel air bomb or some kind of a missile that ignited that. But that thing had help, and the blast area is much bigger and wider and nastier. And then the big cloud, to me, looks like the possibility of maybe a fuel air bomb, which is not nuclear, but it has a huge signature and huge blast area. Now, I would say this too, is that the food aspect of all of this is really starting to come whole now, because now they're telling us that in the Lebanon, that the food, there's not going to be hardly any food in there, that a lot of it was destroyed in the port, the warehouses and what have you there. So food is being sent emergency-wise, U.S., Russia, France. And Macron is down there with the Lebanese. Now, I wonder also if maybe the French may have launched some kind of that. And they had it. I don't know. Well, that's an interesting scenario, but it is something that you're not going to necessarily get. The exact thing is not going to come out on the news tonight. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have a scenario where we've got food still disappearing. Firearms are almost non-existent out there in the field. And ammunition is very, very hard to come by. Now, you got to keep checking, two or three or four different places. And I'm not just saying online. I'm telling you, you need to go out to the stores themselves. Sometimes the smaller stores will have it. The smaller old gun shops in the little towns might have it. Or somebody might have it squirreled away. I know some of the dealers have it squirreled away. If you can get on one of the, like gunbroker.com, if you are a gun broker and can get on there and, belong and can do an auction. But the fact is that you're going to have to shop almost every other day or whatever to check and see if they've got anything new in. Because I talked with the Bass Pro people, and there's a Cabela's and two Bass Pros in this metro area. So they're getting a lot of stuff that comes in all of the time. They said they're getting in tons in every every day, every other day, they're getting shipments. They put it out, and it just disappears by the end of the day. I still see 30-06, and I see 30-06 bolt-action rifle. That is one that I would look into if you're wanting to get a rifle and you can't afford the high-end 223s, you know, $1,200, $1,400, or the higher-end in the 308s and that kind of stuff, military rifles. Get you good bolt action with a decent scope, and there's still plenty of 30-06 ammo. I asked the guy about that. He said, well, because they made a lot of extra because it's getting to be hunting season for deer and what have you. So, consequently, it's a traditional cartridge. And that's the cartridge that got popular because it was the cartridge that was in the M1 during World War II. So when Grandpa came back, or your father came back, he was used to shooting that 30-06, and it was a darn good hard-hitting round. He looked for that in his deer gun. And it will take down basically any big game in America for the most part. You may want something a little bigger for a bear, but that would be all right, too, if you hit the right spot. So let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better get as much of the food, the other nuclear, biological, chemical equipment, medical supplies, water purification or water filtration systems, and water storage. That even includes, you know, multiple canteens, the five-gallon jugs. You can get those collapsible five-gallon jug, you know, deals. You can get the water blocks. You can do all that kind of a stuff, or you can take it with you. I would suggest I have 55-gallon drums, the blue barrels. I wish I'd have bought smaller ones years ago when I bought them. But to get you some of the stuff like the aerobic 7 or the different oxygen-type treatments to the water that will keep the stuff out of it for at least 5 years. You may have to retreat it, but even if you don't and it's still there, you can filter the water through a Berkey or through a ProPure or the various ones and make sure you get something that will take out viruses as well as the bacteria and the parasites, protozoa, that kind of stuff. And you have to watch out, and some of them will, some of them won't. But if nothing else, you can boil water, you know. If nothing else, you can put halazone tablets or the other iodide tablets or that kind of stuff in it. All right? But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to urge you strongly one more time, and then I'm going to tell you something else. In the event that all of this goes bye-bye and we've got COVID and this one and that one and we might have another one and all of that, but in the midst of all of these things, too, you would have need for general antibiotics for your fish tanks, right? Your fish tanks, right? For the fish tanks, right? Well, you can go to fish. Let's see what this is at. Go to fishmox.com, you know, fishmox.com. Look up at that. And fishmox, fishflox.com, whatever it is. Fishmox.com, I think, will take you there. But anyway, you can get cephalexin, amoxicillin. You can get regular penicillin. You can get various other types of antibiotics for your fish tanks. The quality is the same companies generally that make the regular for humans. And if you look them up in Physicians Desk Reference, they seem to have the same numbers, color, and the same ingredients and the same manufacturers. You can usually find them on there as what the ones that are made for humans. But these are fresh fish tanks. So I'm telling you, I would also tell you that Mezzo Silver, you can go to stevequayle.com and click on through. If you're already there, if you're listening through this, you may have gone through the portal and clicked through as you go on to stevequayle.com. You scroll down to the end of the stories of the day, and you'll see the banner for Listen to Hawk Radio. You can click through there. But Also, the Mezzo Silver, Frankie Keys, he's the one who sold it when the SARS virus was in Hong Kong. The Red Chinese were ordering pallet loads of his 5-gallon jugs of Mezzo Silver back then. And then after the SARS pandemic in Hong Kong was over, they tried to buy his company for any big price that he wanted, basically could have named the price, and they would have kept him on for years running it. So that might be something that you might want. I also, Dr. Cass Ingram, who I've heard speak out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, Dr. Cass Ingram is the one, let me tell you one more time, that basically perfected a new process to get a high 73% carbachol content on the oregano, you know, oil of oregano, okay, which he puts either in capsules or you can get the drops. The drops are very strong and very strong smelling, but you can get it in the capsules. But if you can get 70% or better, I also buy some from Whole Foods that are 70% carbachol, and they are of the wild, specialized Mediterranean oregano plant, not Mexican oregano, that, but it's the oregano plant that is then processed to bring out the oregano oil, which then also is antiviral. It will kill viruses. It will also kill bacteria and some parasites and all of that. And it was tested by Dr. Cass Ingram in North American Herbs and Spices, who makes this stuff. They tested that against bioweapons, various bacterial infections and viral infections, some of which are used for bioweapons, to see of how well it worked. And in many cases, it worked just as well or better than the antivirals and antibiotics of the day. You have to go ahead and get into that. The Mezzo Silver, that was your grandfather's. The original colloidal silver was your great-grandfather's. Antiviral and antibacterial and antiparasite. And then I remember an Arizona State study a number of years ago, Arizona State, I believe, back maybe in the 70s or 80s, it seems like. And I have to look it up, and I can't just do that right at this moment. But that even talked about in a test tube in their university study. They even put it up against some of the cancers, and it killed some of the cancers in the test. Not that it was toxic, because they have found, the FDA found, I believe it was the FDA found, that colloidal silver or the mezzo silver in particular, which is a higher quality pure silver, smaller particles, okay, made by Purus Colloids, the company Purus Colloids. Click through from Steve Quayle's site. You can read all about it there in their area where they tell you all about it. And that mezzo silver, the good high quality colloidal silver, is quite very good against viruses, against bacteria, and what have you. You can use it topically, but it is not apparently toxic unless you took about 50 gallons a week of it, somewhere in that range. I'm not exactly sure, so look it up yourself and double check on all of that, you know. Don't believe in what I'm telling you. It's just, I believe that it's around 50 gallons, which is somewhere about as toxic as water would be. If you drank 50 gallons of water in a week, that would probably kill you, okay? Now, Brother Steve Quayle has the final warning, Brace for Impact, streaming broadcast event on October 16th and 17th of this year, with Steve, Tom Horn, Gerald Celente, a whole lot of other people. Dave Hodges, the Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Daniel Holdings, Lisa Haven, etc. Greg Hunter. And they're going to talk to you about what they, if you had one final time to give a warning to people, what that would be. So you can click at Steve Quayle. You can click to register for that event, which is upcoming in October. Final warning, brace for impact, live streaming event with all the top people there speaking. And that might be something you would like to do. You could also pick up Cascadia and get the video on demand or get a DVD of that. You also can get it at stevequayle.com. And I still like his books. You got a special promotion, buy two books, get one free. You got all the ones, you know, the Empire, Beneath the Ice, Terminator, the End of Man is Here, all kind of different books that you can get, the giant books, the little creatures. And that is something that if you get a book and your computers all go bye-bye, so if you don't have the video on there or something, you've got a book, you can read that and teach it to your children so that they will know what is coming or what has already come onto the planet and how to possibly deal with it and understand it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this is a time when I can only tell you what the Lord tells me to say is to tell you to prepare like Matthew 25, that idea of being in preparation for what is to come, so that you can, as in Matthew 24, the Lord tells you, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved, okay? The Lord wants you to endure to the end. He wants you to be here when he comes back, when he comes out of heaven with a sword in his mouth with the mighty archangel and lays waste to Lucifer and his crowd, okay? And the 200 million man army that's going to be around somewhere, which is probably Chinese, okay? But meanwhile, the pentagram and the necrophiliac Shiite, you know what's, are probably worried more about you than they are about the red Chinese. And they need to understand that there's a satellite system up and that these things also could be introducing the malware that you're seeing as they overfly various bases, okay? It gets into one base, and there's traffic base to base, then the malware, or whatever they call it these days, which is very sophisticated, you know, and that kind of stuff could then be gotten in from above with balloon balloons, you know. Everything that is a microphone is also, you know, everything that's a receiver is also a transmitter, you know. So we tried to tell you, and we're trying to keep you abreast of this. Now, you'll also see that the one that we told you about that earlier had been over Virginia, you know, the Blue Ridge and stuff there, overlooking the CIA and all of that, and then on into the East Coast, D.C., and the Puzzle Palace in Maryland. When we talked about that more than a week ago, then they moved those quick over to Tennessee. Those then were then moved off the coast, okay? And they're not up right now. But seven of them are over Nevada. And you think they might be interested in Area 51 and S4 and any of your triangle assets that you may be getting ready to launch out of there that don't exist, or in the Dugway, which you're running different things like that out of there, plus the nerve gas? Or the fact that I think Vandenberg launched the missile into the ocean with the three reentry vehicles that could have been nuclear warheads a week ago. And that 450 miles off the coast out of the sea, 450 miles up from 0 degrees, you know, from zero elevation to 60,000 feet, very quickly, and then moving at about 40 miles per hour, it moved towards the coastline. Now it's hovering over in between San Francisco and San Diego, or just the north of L.A., probably somewhere around Vandenberg to see what they're up to. So that's a warning to you there, NSA and Pentagon. You got people in the red Chinese are doing it right now. These Google balloons are not bull crap balloons. We already gave you information when the one was headed towards Florida coast, when we're getting ready for the space launch, we tracked it. We tracked the plane that was owned by another Chinese company that came out of there. We tracked it all this time, and we keep looking at these, and we're trying to tell you so that you know what's going on. so that you can prevent something from happening to the United States. Unless you're trying to go along with it, unless you'd like for the Red Chinese and the Ruski to take over here, because there's sure a whole lot of you that seem to be involved that want to see the guns taken away. Excuse me. We want to see a Marxist takeover in the United States. Taxes go up 30, 40, 50%. Police departments defunded and slimmed down so that the Marxist thug boys can be the new cops and you get a new secret police. Oh, the FBI and all you guys are going to love it. You'll just love it. Because you'll be able to use and act on every kind of thing and put everybody with the facial recognition like the Chinese do. And like Google allegedly helps them to do. And Huawei, you know? So we're about ready to go to war. And I'm going to tell you what. If they need to, the mighty men and women of Outer can pop the Three Gorges Dam and flood that sucker. And yes, that might start some activity. And yes, it may kill some people, but in wartime, you kill people. There is war, and that is what happens. And if they're coming for the United States, then what is it you're to do? They already took a lot of the jobs, didn't they, over the years, that were American factories and jobs. They could have developed their own and had their own tariff at the water and built them, but they had no market because they wanted to pay their people 10 cents an hour, 25 cents an hour. I remember when Armand Hammer Jr. who ended up with Occidental Petroleum and Iowa Beef and a whole lot of other things, and who allegedly, Al Gore Sr., was the Soviet senator, and then after that, Al Gore Jr. allegedly was a Soviet senator, and then became the vice president, and then narrowly lost in Florida on the hanging chair, okay? To Poppy Bush. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to prepare. And it's just not about one thing. And at the same time, you know, President Trump is trying to do all he can do. He's kind of got some new wind here the last few days. And there is a clear-cut difference between Marxist Biden and his crowd. And it looks like it may be Kamala Harris. I don't know. Because I see on television this afternoon that she came out of an office there in Delaware, where Biden's people were interviewing her, and I guess it was Peter Ducey, the young son who's a reporter following Biden, who said, "All right, Kamala Harris, I see you over there." She turned around and, said something to him. But you're going to get a Marxist and Luciferian anti-God, and Trump is correct on that. They burned the Bible in Portland the other night along with the American flag, and that is their plan. And I will tell you that you had better be ready to repel or to counterattack when they come to your suburb or they come to your little town and want to jackroll your town, you know what I mean? Want to hoorah, you know? Well, you can hoorah back, but if you don't have the firearms, you need to get them. You can still get regular 12-gauge shotguns, 20-gauge, you can get them. And there still are shotgun shells of all different types. Although I find that there's very little of the double-aught buck or the number 4 buck. That stuff is not really much out there, but I did see some rifled slugs, which I did see the other day, a few of them, which I didn't see the time before I was looking. But you can get, the lower the number, the bigger the pellets. But you might want some number 6s or number 7s to shoot birds if you need to shoot a bird to eat in the future. And then, in fact, also, did you see that three teens inadvertently jumped the wall at Mar-a-Lago with an AK-47. Inadvertently jumped it? I don't think so, because they then hid on the grounds, and then they had a backpack with an AK-47 ready to rock and roll at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Now, that tells me that security needs to be better there than what it is now if they were even allowed to get over the wall. They fixed it at the White House. But I'm going to tell you, there is a game afoot. There's a game afoot. And it's not quitting, and it's professionally done. It's financed allegedly by the Soros, who may be still fronting for Rothschild. Okay, maybe. I don't know, but it looks like the possibility. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, these people who are professional disruptors, professional rioters, are getting paid. Getting paid $20 an hour, probably, all right? And then they're now suing the government because they've had to up armor. They've had to go out and buy expensive armor, you know, because of the projectiles being shot at them. And they had to go get good gas masks and things to, and goggles to protect them from the CS gas and the pepper spray and all of that. You see, so they're suing the government, I believe, either in Seattle or in Portland. I believe Portland. They're suing them, you see, because they were forced to spend money to go out and up armor themselves to protect themselves while they try to burn down police stations and federal courthouses. That ain't Black Lives Matter. You know? It is, but it's the Marxist leadership of that idea, not the idea that's being sold to a lot of people in the liberal lefty crowd. We're only one out of every four or five, one out of six is actually black in the Black Lives Matter. They're called white allies, okay? But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you got Marxists running the thing as part of a thing to destroy the United States, destroy police departments, to destroy the Second Amendment, destroy the First Amendment, because I'm going to tell you, if you don't say what they like, they'll come to your house and burn it down, or threaten your children, or threaten your wife, or threaten your husband, okay? And did you see the DAs in L.A. County, the DA there, her husband, they come to the door and ring the doorbell, knock on the doorbell to come to get her because she's a death threat. But she doesn't prosecute as many police as what the anti-police crowd wants her to. And then she's African-American, her husband African-American, and he's got a pistol, and he said, I don't care who you are, get off my porch. It's his porch. It's not their porch. He pointed a pistol at him. Now they're going to arrest him and charging him for defending his property. Well, let me tell you what. Then George Soros is putting money into the prosecutor in St. Louis, where the people have a gated street. It is a private property street, and their house is there. And the mob broke down a big iron gate that was locked, broke it down, came up under the yard, threatened to kill him and to take over their house. They pointed their guns at him to kind of back him off. And then they got charges filed on him. And then Soros is paying money into the district attorney's office, into her campaign there. This is real stuff. Get over your normalcy bias and start to take a side. The Lord Jesus said, I would that thou were cold or thou were hot. If thou be lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's in Revelations. Lord Jesus said that. So you better figure out whether you're cold or whether you're hot. All right? And you better amp up your preparation. If you're not a fighter, then be a person who can provide supply or logistics or offer a cup of coffee in the middle of the night when somebody comes by and they're trying to defend your neighborhood, or give them a, you know, ham and egg sandwich or something, you know? The COVID and all this stuff, it is being caught very easily. People are dying still from it. The mortality rate is not that high, but that is not necessarily the type of hubris. In many states, and most states that I'm looking at, already have mandatory laws for the mask. If you don't, then that's fine, but I'm telling you, don't push it. And if you got any other, you know, counter indications, any heart problem or asthma or diabetic or whatever it might be, then go ahead and wear it to protect yourself, all right? Get some protection from it. Because don't catch this crap at this time. Don't jump right on the first thing and go out and do all the stuff. Get ready to counterpunch, and when you counterpunch, then knock the bowling pins down. You know what I'm saying? Knock it down. Strike, you know, get a strike, not a spare. Get a strike, not a spare, you know? Don't leave any 6, 7, 10 splits or anything like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Any assistance is most welcome. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, metals are the easiest. Check just fine. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. God bless you all who kept me on the air all these years. And let me say this again to you as well. I have had some interesting pictures from our friends that are the missionaries out of France. They're from originally from Pennsylvania area, but they're live in France. And I'm going to tell you what, the Bibles that have been sent out and the songbooks that are printed in the tribal languages of the mountain tribes in Indochina, okay, of Indochina, all right, that is just incredible in terms of the smiles on their faces and everything is just simply wonderful, okay? And I'm going to tell you what, you know, the pictures are just amazing and they're just incredible. And I will say this, if you'd like to go ahead and help in that endeavor, because we're at the last time period of this kind of stuff, all right, you might want to consider being able to send any little bit if you can, and send it to them, and they will get it to Indochina and to the Montagnard tribes, okay, and they will put Bibles in their hands, and you will see evangelists that are getting them, and they're getting 2 or 3 or 4, and they're going to take them down to different villages. You're seeing distribution teams that are families that distribute them over there, and they're able to still sneak them in and get them to the right places. And God bless the Nunamakers who have had this mission for all these years. They're in France, and they can't go to the Indochina because of the COVID. They're not allowed to go. But if you want to donate for the Bible projects at the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA. If you send, you know, any money or check or money order or cash or whatever, you can make it out to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, but put on there an annotation, this is for the Indochina Bible Project, Indochine Bible Project. Or you can put it for Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker Bible Project, Indochina, okay? Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold, because I'm going to tell you what, the pictures of these people with the big smiles, and they've got brand new Bibles and a songbook, and it's just incredible. I know that another 300 of them went out here very recently, and then, you know, we're trying to get more if you can to get them up there, you know, and it's just incredible. You know, these people are all young, older, what have you, and they are just, they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, some of you out there remember them from when you served in the service in Vietnam and in various areas, and they're all across that area, the different countries and in the different villages, and they all have, a lot of them have different dialects and languages. So consequently, you have a different grouping that is printing them in different languages. All right, don't go into loose period, knifed out of fight, mighty men and women of valor. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, squeeze it, don't jerk that trigger, Mickey. And to my little buddies, Rico and Thomas. Do your push-ups, do your sit-ups, do your pull-ups, and get strong. If you have any trouble, ask the Lord Jesus for help. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.